Welcome to Bhakti Pulse. The nature of the sound we listen to molds the character of our lives. Bhakti Pulse brings you the authentic transcendental mantras and wisdom of the Bhakti scriptures. These potent sounds bring full satisfaction to the self and awaken ecstatic love for Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the goal of human life.
Hi, I'm Vaisheshika Das. Welcome back to Bhakti Pulse. When I was a kid, my parents would sometimes treat my brother and me to a visit to an amusement park called the Fun House, located at Ocean Beach in San Francisco. That's about an hour from where we used to live. One of the attractions at the park was a hallway full of mirrors, specially designed to distort the viewer's image. One mirror made me look skinny as a post, another made me as big and stout as a big-time wrestler. At the funhouse, people loved looking at their own grotesque, distorted images and would react with laughter or sometimes disgust. All this was in the name of fun. But according to the Bhagavad Gita, a person who identifies with the gross or subtle material body is constantly affected by misplaced emotions due to an inaccurate view of his or her true self. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Purusha prakritisto hi bhunte prakriti jan gunan karanam guna sangosya sarasad yoni janmasu. The living entity in material nature thus follows the ways of life, enjoying the three modes of nature. This is due to his association with that material nature. Thus he meets with good and evil among various species. In other words, as spiritual beings, we have nothing to do with our material bodies, but we identify ourselves as material beings, and therefore we see ourselves as something we're not. The result, we suffer. Krishna elaborates on this principle in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam when he talks about death and rebirth to his friend, Uddhava. Quote, when the living entity passes from the present body to the next body, which is created by his own karma, he becomes absorbed in the pleasurable and painful sensations of the new body and completely forgets the experience of the previous body. This total forgetfulness of one's previous material identity, which comes about for one reason or another, is called death. O most charitable Uddhava, what is called birth is simply a person's total identification with a new body. One accepts the new body just as one completely accepts the experience of a dream or a fantasy as reality. Just as a person experiencing a dream or daydream does not remember his previous dreams or daydreams, a person situated in his present body, although having existed prior to it, thinks that he has only recently come into being. Lord Chaitanya says that our minds are like mirrors. When a mirror is clean, it reflects a true image. When it's dirty or distorted, like the mirrors at the funhouse in Ocean Beach, San Francisco, the image is unclear or distorted. The suffering we undergo because of this is real, even though the situation is temporary and superfluous to our real position. Bhakti scriptures urge us to wake up from the bad dream of material life. When a person awakens from a bad dream, his or her miseries are over. Similarly, when we awaken to our true identity as eternal souls, we become free from all the anxiety caused by misidentification with the material body. And we then re-enter our happy spiritual life of service to our divine source. the process of bhakti yoga, especially chanting the transcendental mantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, and hearing from wisdom texts like the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, awaken us from the bad dream of material life and reveal our happy life. Thank you for taking your valuable time to tune in to this edition of Bhakti Pulse. Have a fantastic day.
Bhakti Pulse is brought to you by ISKCON of Silicon Valley. To subscribe to Bhakti Pulse on WhatsApp, please save the following number to your WhatsApp contacts and send this text message. Sign me up. The number is 408-598-7291. That's 408-598-7291.